Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Just as I promised, we have none other than our guest speaker tonight, which is Evangelist Jackie McKay, who is calling us from Jamaica. We have touched base in Jamaica tonight. I'm asking all of you to come in and sit back and relax and hear what thus said the Lord of hosts. God bless you. Let me see if she's on the air. Evangelist Jackie, are you there? Hello? Sound like we got disconnected. Maybe she will come in.
We didn't get disconnected. I'm here, Apostle Mercer.
Okay, I was just making sure. God bless you today. How's everything in Jamaica?
God bless you, too. Right now it seems like we are getting some. We're being hit by a storm. There was just this sudden thunderstorm. Rain just came out of the blue. So right now it's pouring down rain. But other than that, it's great in Jamaica.
Oh, that's really good. I remember when I was there with you and other family and Apostle Mears, I had a great time. I never have been to that particular region, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being there, looking at those white sands and blue oceans. I had that coconut fish, that carry goat, and I enjoyed all the different cuisines. But God bless you. Thank you for being on the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm going to turn it over to you, so if you have anything you would like to introduce yourself, you'd like to say to our radio audience, it is in your hands at this time. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Thank you so much for having me on your program. It is an honor. It's a privilege. It's a delight. And tonight, by way of introduction, what has been laid on my heart to share with the world, the listeners tonight, it's just to talk a little about the Word of God, because this program is focused on the Word of God. It is the Word of God that sustains us. It's the Word of God that brought us into being. And sometimes we just need to go back to the basics and be reminded that it is the Word of God that allows us to triumph over every circumstance in life that we will ever encounter. And so tonight, by way of introduction, by, as my opener for this particular program, I would just like to play a song by one of gospel's great, Mahalia Jackson, and it says, "By His Word." This will set the tone so that we understand that when we get on this program, we are dealing with the Word of God. This is not an opinion program. It's not about, just what we think. It's about the Word of God. And so I want you, as you get ready, just to sit back, listen, and meditate on this song that says, "By His Word."
By His Word in the beginning, by His Word. By His Word in the beginning, by His Word. He divided up the light into death, into light. And He saw that it was right by His Word.
By His Word.
Then He made the earth and sea by His Word.
By His Word.
Then He made the earth and sea by His Word. living. We start living by His word.
By His word.
By His word. We start living by His word.
By His word.
Over us this sky is big. He gave us the power of God. And we live abundantly by His word.
By His word.
Made the Sabbath by His word.
By His
word. Made the Sabbath by His word.
By His word.
Gave us this day of rest. Set us off and see the best. And this Sabbath day He blessed by His word. And He made the heaven sing by His word. And He made the earth and sea by His word. There's a sun the roof of day and the moon up right away. Put the stars in the Milky Way by His word.
There you have it, By His Word, by Mahalia Jackson, just reminding us of all that was done in creation by the Word of God. And God wants us to know and understand the power of His Word. His Word carries the power to free you. And somebody might ask, well, if His Word carries the power to free me, why am I still experiencing certain things? Why am I still going through this? Why am I still in some form of captivity? Why am I still experiencing hardship? But what we need to understand is that every word in the Bible, the scripture tells us that these things were written as examples for us, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures, we might have hope. And so when we look in the Word of God, we see the Apostle Paul as an example. Paul was in prison, but he was free because the power of God's Word freed him. So while he was in captivity in prison, physically, he was spiritually free. And so the Word of God comes to us to tell us that it's by His Word that we live and walk free despite physical chains that might be around us. And so God wants us to understand first and foremost tonight that He wants us to be free. And in order for us to be free, we have got to be rooted and grounded in His Word, because the Word of God has the power to free us. It's by His Word. I am going to be reading tonight from Psalm 119, which is a passage of scripture that beautifully outlines the greatness, the awesomeness, the majesty of the Word of God. And as we look at this scripture, we will see that the Word of God is referred to in different ways. It is sometimes referred to as statutes. It's sometimes referred to as testimonies. It's sometimes written. It's sometimes referred to as law. It's sometimes referred to as commandments. And so Psalm 119, and I'm reading from the King James Version, and I recognize that I need to slow down at this point. So I want you just to follow along with me as we focus tonight on the Word of God. Again, like I said, this is, I guess we could call it the inaugural Jackie McKay section on the Fivefold Ministry radio program. And tonight I just want to start out just to set the pace, set the tone for what will be coming on our future programs, because this is a program that will be focused strictly solely on the Word of God. So here's what the psalmist says about the Word of God. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. So from verse 1 through verse 4, we are seeing here that we are commanded to keep the precepts, to keep the word of God, to practice the word of God, to walk according to the word of God. And moving on to verse 5, he says, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes, to keep thy word. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments, when I have respect unto thy word. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy way, thy word, to walk according to thy word. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. When I have learned thy word, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. Because when I read the word of God, when I have learned the word of God, when I have learned thy righteous judgments, then praise automatically comes, because God is revealed in his word. His wonders are revealed in his word. His promises are revealed in his word. His keeping care, all those things are revealed in his word. So when I have learned the word of God, then it doesn't matter what is going on in and around the world. It doesn't matter what is going on in my personal community, in my personal life, in my personal little space. It doesn't matter what's going on, what's taking place on the global front. When I have learned thy righteous judgment, when I have learned thy word, when I understand what you are saying through your word, then shall I praise you with uprightness of heart. Then I can be glad. Then I can rejoice even in tribulation, because your word ultimately reveals who you are, that you are sovereign, that you are mighty, that you are the great I am that I am. So when I have learned all these things, when I have settled myself in your word, when I have learned your truth, when I have learned your judgment, then shall I praise thee with uprightness of heart. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Cleansing. We get polluted by the stuff, the corruption of the world. And the only way we can be cleansed is through the word of God. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. It's only the word, because the word becomes a mirror so that we can see ourselves in light of God's word. So it's only when we are enmeshed, when we are submerged and saturated in the word of God, that we can be cleansed from the pollution and the corruption of the world. It is the word of God that will cleanse us. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. So here, the psalmist is asking the Lord to keep him, that he will not wander, he will not stray from his word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. It's only the word of God that will keep us from sinning. It's the word of God that will convict us when we have sinned. It's the word of God that can cleanse us when we have sinned. It's the word of God that we need to have hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. Because when we have the word of God hidden in our hearts, then when the temptations come, when the trials come, when the tribulations come, when all of that comes upon us, then the word of God is there to remind us of God's standards. The word of God is there to remind us of God's mandate, of God's expectations for our lives. So we have to have the word of God hidden in our heart, that we might not sin against God. It's not other men's doctrines and opinions that will prevent us from sinning against God. It's the word of God which is alive. In Hebrews, the writer says that it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's alive. It is active, and it pierces to the very dividing asunder. It separates flesh from spirit. And so when we have that word hidden in our hearts, then we are able to make the decisions that will be pleasing unto God. And even in those moments when we fall by the wayside, when we falter, when we go astray, it's the word of God that brings us right back to the place where we need to be in right standing with Almighty God. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. The psalmist is asking the Lord to teach him his word. It's God by the power and of his Holy Spirit that will teach us his word, because we have to understand that when we look at the word without the help of God, it's just another black and white ink, black ink on white paper or red on white paper. But when we seek the Lord and ask for him to help us, ask for him to teach us, then we can understand the word of God. Then the knowledge that is resident in the word of God will come into our hearts and into our head. Praise God. So the psalmist said, O Lord, blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. And so the psalmist is here saying that with his lips he has declared, he has spoken, he has proclaimed the word of God with his mouth. Praise God. And these things are written for our examples. And so when we get together with our friends, with our families, with our co-workers, what we should be doing is declaring the word of God. Sometimes we use this word judgment and we're talking about doom and gloom. But as it is in this, we're talking about the solid word of God, which is inclusive of the doom and the gloom that will come upon those that go astray from the word of God, those who are unbelievers, those who negate the power, the presence, and the reality of a living God. So when we get together with others, what should be coming out of our mouth in whatever form? We don't necessarily have to be saying, thus saith the Lord, but our conversation should be such that the word of God should be resonant in the ears of our hearers and our companions. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. And so in the same way that we rejoice over riches, we should rejoice over the word of God, because in it are hidden all the riches of the kingdom, everything that we need for life and righteousness. God has given us more than nuggets. It's plain jewels that are in his word. And so the psalmist said, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. The word of God is rich. It is rich truth. And so we can rejoice in it because there's much to rejoice about. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Praise God. And at this point, I am going to pause in this presentation of the word, and I am going to allow you to listen again to another song that just speaks of the wonders of the word of God. And it's a song that's called, Thy Word is a Lamp Unto My Feet and a Light Unto My Pathway. And that's why the psalmist is saying, you know, cause me to walk in thy way. Cause me to direct my steps according to your precepts. Direct my steps according to your word. So just listen to thy word is a lamp unto my feet.
Is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my way. God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my way. When I feel like I think I've lost my way, you're there right now. Nothing will I fear as long as you are me. Please lead me to the end. Silence is the lamp unto my feet and a light to my bed. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and a light to my bed. I will not forget your love for me and me. My heart forever is mine. Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side. And I will love you to the end. Nothing will I fear as long as you are there.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I recognize I have to slow down even more. Continuing with Psalm 119, and from this point, I am just going to be reading the scripture as we go along. So we're at verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Remember, we are still talking about the word of God, whether we are saying testimonies, whether we are saying statutes, whether we are saying commandments, whether we are saying judgments, whether we are saying law, we are still saying the word of God. It's used interchangeably. And so thy word is my delight and my counselor. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Over and over, the psalmist is saying, teach me your word, O Lord. Teach me your word. Teach me your word. Teach me your word, O Lord. We need to be taught the word of God. Teach me your way, O God. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. In spite of all that's going on around you, decline not, do not depart from the law, the word of Almighty God. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. I remember your word, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. He is your portion. Tell him that you will keep his word, that you will practice his word, that you will appropriate his word in your life. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. The psalmist said elsewhere, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Praise him for his word. Praise him, all ye people. Give him thanks because he has dealt well with you. Praise God. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, praise God, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts.
with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding. Again, the psalmist is asking not only to hear the word of God, not only to read the word of God, but to get an understanding, a divine understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Put your hope in the word of God, because he is the word. Praise God. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It cannot be amended. It cannot be altered. It cannot be tampered with. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Whatever you're going through this evening, hear the song God as he speaks to you. You are in affliction of whatever form. It is the word of God, the law of Almighty God, that needs to be your delight, that will take you through. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the dear Joshua, saying that this book of the law shall not depart from me, but in it I shall meditate day and night, and observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shall I make my way prosperous, and then shall I have good success. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And I think I am going to pause right here, right now, because we have just a few more minutes left. And as we have read tonight from Psalm 119, talking about the awesomeness of the Word of God, talking about all the blessings that are inherent in the Word of God, we just want to set our hearts and set our minds at a place where we can say, Word of God, speak to me. Word of God, speak into my life. Word of God, speak to my heart. Word of God, speak in my situation. Word of God, speak to me. And right now, I'd just like to play Mercy Me, Word of God, Speak.
Finding myself at a loss for words, and the final thing is okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Washing my eyes to see your majesty, be still and know you're in this place. Jesus is daily in your holiness, Word of God speak. Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the clouds, hear your voice, hear the God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, be still and know you're in this place. Please let me stay in your holiness, Word of God, be. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay in your holiness. I'm myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, okay.
Word of God, you've heard the Word of God tonight, as He wants you, even from this moment onwards, to focus on nothing but His Word. Because it's in His Word that you have life. It is in His Word that you triumph. And so tonight, let us set our hearts at that place where we say, Word of God, speak. We don't need to say, evangelist, speak. Pastor, speak. Reverend, speak. We need to say, Word of God, speak. Because it's God who speaks through His messengers. And so we need to let our prayers be that God, when we tune into whatever programs that we are tuning into, let us hear you, let us hear your voice, let us hear your words coming through. Let us hear the word of God. Let the word of God speak. Father, I thank you tonight for those that you have allowed to listen, for those who will even listen after. Let your voice be the voice that is heard in the ears, in the hearts of your people. Father, incline our hearts to your word. Father, give us a thirst, give us a hunger for your word. For you have promised that those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. God, we bless you, we honor you. Father God, the psalmist said, let mine eyes not behold vanity, but let me rejoice in all that you are and in all that you do. Let my mouth speak of your goodness. Let me rejoice. Let your praises flow from my lips. Father God, I pray that this will be the portion, this will be the cry, this will be the prayer of your people tonight, that as their cries are answered, mighty God, your work, your kingdom, Lord God, will come here on earth. It will spread like wildfire throughout this land. God, we give you thanks for all that you are and all that you do. For you are great, and you deserve all glory, you deserve all honor, and you deserve all praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. I now salute Mercer, the host of this broadcast. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, too, Evangelist Jackie. Truly, that was beautiful, that we need to abase ourselves in the word of God. I thank you so much that we have connected tonight from Jamaica. Truly, God have used you to remind us that we should lean on the word of God and not other people's opinion about the word, but what did the word say in its clarity. Can you tell us about your website or those who might want to get in touch with you? Can you share that information?
I am on Instagram, so folks can direct message me via Instagram at Jackie McKay Official.
Jackie McKay, can you spell the website out in case those person want to type it or write it down?
It's just Jackie McKay Official.
Jackie McKay
Official.
Okay, and I understand, too, as well, that you have written some music and some books. Would you like to share that information?
I have written a couple of books, and my music is on all the music platforms. The books are available online, and they're also showing on Instagram. So I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm online, and so folks can find that information there.
Yes, I went on your website today. By the way, the pictures are beautiful. I really enjoyed what I saw. It was very, very nice. This particular song that I'm getting ready to play, I want everyone to listen because I believe it shows you walking on a beach. Did you write that particular song?
I wrote that song.
Okay, I'm going to play it now for our radio audience. This is Jackie McKay. God bless you. Yes, I love that. It says, sacrifice your body to him. What made you write this particular song?
It speaks of my life. Totally devoted, totally sold out to the Lord. But even above that, That's the message that the Lord wanted me to put out there in song. And so he gave me the words for the song. He gave me the musical arrangement. He gave me the song. And so that's why I wrote the song.
And I noticed it's another one says empowered. I think that is so phenomenal that we need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God. That is beautiful as well. Matter of fact, I think I want to hear that as well. I just love how God is using you in the ministry. Let us listen to that as well. God bless you. This is Jackie McKay. Yes, I love that where it says glorify him, glorify the Lord. I noticed with that particular arrangement, it has like a little Caribbean type of background as well. It's very, very pretty. And I see here that you were saying in the write-ups, it says thoughts that will set you free. Amen. Well, I love it. As soon as we get ready to close, I would like you to start out and pray for our radio audience, and then I will pick up with you. Again, you're listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. We have a special guest tonight from Jamaica, and that is Evangelist Jackie McKay. I'm going to have to slow down as well. I get excited when I speak to my friends. Again, is Evangelist Jackie McKay. And I want to ask everyone if they could to mute their phone at this time. It's very sensitive. We pick up cough, sneeze, background, everything. So we just want you to mute your phone. Hit that star six or whatever that number is so you can hear us tonight. Again, we have Evangelist Jackie McKay is our special guest tonight from Jamaica. Would you pray for our radio audience as we get ready to close out?
God bless you, Apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, once again, I just want to thank you that for such a time as this, you have raised up Fivefold Ministries Worldwide Outreach Broadcast. And God, I thank you that your word is going forth into the different corners of the world. God, I thank you for those that have taken time out tonight to tune in. And I pray in the name of Jesus that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that your word has fallen on fertile ground, that it will spring up, it will take on the life that comes from you in the lives of your people. God, I thank you that you will bring to your people's remembrance all the things that you have spoken in and over their lives. Father, I pray that as you have reminded your people on this night the importance of being in your word, that, Lord God, they will begin to see change. We will begin to see change in our lives as a result of your word. Father God, I pray that you will circumcise our hearts by the power and the spirit of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that according to your promises, that you will bless your people, bless, Father God, in their going out and in their coming in the cities and in the fields, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for even those unbelievers, mighty God, that even this message through someone sharing what they have been reminded of, that their lives will be transformed, even as the psalmist prayed for salvation according to your word, so shall it it be in the lives of unbelievers in the mighty name of Jesus. You said that your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish what you sent it for to do. And so I thank you tonight that your word will accomplish your mission according to your purpose. God, we give you thanks tonight. We give you praise. Continue to keep our hearts and our minds fixed on you, mighty God. Let us not just be hearers of your word, but let us be doers. Let us practice your word, Father God, for then shall we be successful in life, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen and amen. And Father, I'm in agreement with this prayer. I thank you for Evangelist Jackie McKay, who I have known for several years. Father, she has always stood on the word of God, preached the word, and teach the word of God. I ask God that you bless her in her going out, bless her in her coming in, bless her with the confidence, bless her with the finances, bless her with encouragement, bless her with the favor, bless her, God, in the northwest and south and east winds of your heavens and journeys as she travel to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, I also, Father, just to intercede for those who have tuned in tonight, to let them know that they are your beloved, to let them know that they are special, to let your people know that all of us have talents. All of us are unique in you. All of us have our own DNA. All of us have our own blueprint. It's through you, God, that you knew us in our mother's womb. It is you, God, that know every hair that's on our head. It's you, God, that has made us for such a time as this. God, we appreciate, we love you, we praise you. We pray for the safety of families worldwide. We pray, Father, that they will have the favor and the benefit of your word to be transformed over their lives, to take root in them, God, that they will never, never believe or to perish, that, God, that you don't love them. Oh, God, I ask right now that you sit upon the mothers and give them strength. They live and raise their kids according to the word. Father, that you will bless even the men, that they will be strong, abide in the word, and live up to the faith that, God, you have called them for such a time as this. We pray for all the children around the world, that they can be encouraged, that they can hold their head up, that they know that they are special, that what you have for them, Father, that you are able to finish the plans that you have for their lives according to Jeremiah 29, that, Father, you are able to fulfill. We thank you, God, for worldwide evangelism. We thank you, God, that the world is being prepared for your coming. We thank you, God, that as we listen to the word of God, as we prepare our hearts, minds, and souls for eternal life, that, Father, that we can honor you, that we can glorify you. Father, I'm in agreement for all those listeners tonight that God can do anything but fail. Believe on his word, trust in his word, and just live according to his word so that you can have everlasting life. Father, and I pray for leaders tonight that they will be able to exalt, edify, and encourage one another in the body of Christ, that they will speak love, that they will break bread in fellowship, regardless of denomination, regardless of association, that they will be able to live and to dwell as brethren in the faith. Oh, God, that they will be encouraged and not discouraged, that they are special to you. Oh, God, and we pray for those shepherds, as she said today, that those pastors be able to rightly divide the word of truth, that they'll be able to go in into the inner courts and behind the veil, Father, that you can reveal a fresh anointing, a fresh word, as you give them revelation knowledge to teach to your people. Oh, God, that you will bless those evangelists. We speak to the evangelists worldwide. As you go around to break bread, as you go around to teach what thus said the Lord of hosts, that you go with confidence, you go with grace, go with the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, that you will cover them, God, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come to them, God, that you will release the angels of God. Hey, hallelujah, that will carry the word of God to all nations of people, oh God, for every area of this universe, that the gospel of Jesus Christ will be preached. Oh God, again, as we on this phone in prayer and we have come into agreement, let us love our brothers as we love ourselves. Let us treat our neighbors the way that we want to be treated. Let us, Father, be that good Samaritan of hope, of faith. Let us amplify the character, God, that we are your disciples. All of us have work to do. All of us are unique, and we have our own thumbprint, God, that you have given us. We love you today. We cry out today and say, Abba, Father, that you alone are the Alpha and Omega. You alone are the beginning and the end. And we thank you again for this radio, for this program, that we're able to just expand upon worldwide evangelism. And God, thank you for reminding me. We pray for the nations of Jamaica. We pray for those Caribbean nations. We pray for those leaders. We pray for those who are preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give them safety, Father. Give them encouragement, Father. Give them hope, Father. Lead them the way that they need to go so that they can be strong in their faith and stand on the word of God, and they be able to go out and rightly divide the word of truth. Father, we speak unity, unity in the body of Christ, unity among those that we dwell with, unity in city and nations around this world, that God loves you. You are his beloved. And we thank you for it, and we praise you for it. We decree and declare in the blood of Calvary, Father, that your word will go out as it is written. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Is there any closing remarks that you would like to say, Evangelist Jackie McKay, before we disconnect?
I think I've said about all that I had to say. And then some, right?
No.
But just to share, just to reiterate, I should say that, you know, we stand on the word of God. It's in the word of God that we triumph. You know, over and over, I hear the psalmist saying, this is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has quickened me, thy word has comforted me. My affliction, we stand on the word of God. It's in the word of God that we have hope. It's in the word of God that we overcome all the trials and the tribulations and the injustices of this world. It's only the word of God that has the power to really cause us to triumph. And so we want to be just like the psalmist. Teach me thy word, O Lord. We must set ourselves at the place where we can be taught, where we are taught the word of God. Let us just saturate ourselves in the word of God.
Amen and amen. And God bless you again. Thank you for listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. And please tune in through the week as well on the weekend that the word of God will be preached. Amen. Amen. And God bless you, beloved.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, listeners.
God bless you as well. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you again. You've been listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Please stay tuned again, and we will surely have Evangelist Jackie McKay back with us. And God bless you, and enjoy your evening. Amen.